There you go. Here on Country and Community, a little Brantley Gilbert. And the news this hour is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Day two of the Republican National Convention getting underway in Milwaukee. Unity is the theme tonight. Speakers include one-time rivals of Donald Trump, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Security is heightened following the assassination attempt of the former president in Pennsylvania. And investigators are looking into the gunman's background and reviewing security. Butler County Sheriff Michael Sloop, meantime, is defending his deputies.
My office staff is receiving phone calls, cussing and swearing that we should have been able to stop this. Boy, do I wish we could have.
President Biden is in Las Vegas speaking at the NAACP conference denouncing the assassination attempt and gun violence. Concerns over Biden's reelection bid still growing. Congressman Adam Schiff privately told donors today he thinks Biden should step aside as the nominee. And a jury convicted Senator Bob Menendez on all 16 counts in his corruption trial, including acting as a foreign agent. He vows to appeal. This is ABC News. Israel's top court ordering Jewish ultra-Orthodox young men to serve in Israel's military. The IDF says it will begin sending draft notices to the religious men once exempt from serving later this week. And you may have heard it with your own ears or heard about it. A singer now apologizing for her performance of the national anthem ahead of MLB's home run derby last night.
People watching country singer Ingrid Andress sing the national anthem Monday night on ESPN pretty quickly knew something was off. Tuesday on social media, the 32-year-old confessed that she was drunk during the performance and will be checking herself into rehab to get the help she needs. That was not me last night, she writes, apologizing to MLB, all the fans, and the country she loves so much. The four-time Grammy nominee finished by saying, quote, I'll let you know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Another severe day of heat gripping the country. Volatile storms also in store along the East Coast. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living and Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Should be a pretty calm night tonight. Clear skies, lows near 58, and northwest winds of 5, and a beautiful day tomorrow. Sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. It is 81 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An Illinois man died in a fatal motorcycle crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a single motorcycle crash with injuries Thursday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 35 and Budworth School Road. At approximately 3:15, Joseph Foppy, 58, of Texaco, Illinois, was northbound on Highway 35 on his motorcycle with a large group of other motorcyclists. Witnesses in the group reported Foppy appeared to slump over the seat of his motorcycle and began veering towards the southbound lane. Foppy continued into the southbound lane and struck the guardrail. Foppy was ejected from his motorcycle as a result of the collision. Witnesses immediately assisted Foppy at the scene and attempted life-saving measures. Foppy was later transported to the Grant Regional Health Center by EMS, where he was pronounced deceased. Instead of a call for national unity, Senator Ron Johnson came down hard on Democrats in his Republican National Convention speech last night.
Now they are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage. Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
Johnson says he stands by what he said, but he also said he's unhappy that an old version of his speech was loaded into the teleprompter. It was not the speech he planned to give. The theme of Day 2 of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Nikki Haley, who ran against Donald Trump in the primaries, will talk about party unity in prime time. The GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. Gas prices fell almost 4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state is $3.28 per gallon. This is 3.4 cents higher than a month ago, but 7.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Elections and who the president is do not affect the price of gas as much as politicians would like you to believe. Brittany Merlo reports.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says,
so the conclusion we draw is gas prices don't really care about elections. They tend to be low some years. They tend to be high other years.
He says presidential administrations have very little short-term impact on gas prices.
The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has entered a partnership with a manufacturer and the Department of Defense to develop equipment that doesn't rust or suffer damage in harsh environmental conditions. According to a WEAU report, corrosion-like rust costs the United States Navy a great deal of money each year, and officials are hoping the university will be able to help them solve that problem. The experiments will involve students at the school, giving them hands-on research and problem-solving experience. The National High School Rodeo Finals are being held this week in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Performance 1 was held Sunday night, with Performance 2 and 3 Monday morning and Monday night, and Performance 4 held this morning. Results recorded by those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include in barrel racing. Performance 1, Josie Lau of Richland Center, placed 6th with a score of 18.07, and Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 17th with a score of 18.527. In Performance 2, Allie Butler of Mondovi placed 13th with a score of 18.144. In the go-round, Josie Lau placed 21st, Allie Butler placed 28th, and Raylan Johnson placed 53rd. In Performance 3 of bareback riding, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 11th with a score of 51. In the go-round, Cade placed 39th. In Performance 1 of boys cutting, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center placed 11th with a score of 133. In the go-round, Keegan placed 26th. In breakaway roping Performance 2, Mary Thiel of Plymouth placed 15th with a score of 12.1. In the go-round, Mary placed 41st. Kaylee Check of Toma placed 17th in Performance 1 of girls cutting with a score of 134. In Performance 3, Josie Lau placed 11th with a score of 138. In the go-round, Josie Lau placed 32nd and Kaylee Check placed 47th. In Performance 1 of goat tying, Laura Bartles of Potosi placed 6th with a score of 8.12. Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed 9th in Performance 2 with a score of 9.02. And in Performance 3, Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed 15th with a score of 9.62. In Go Round 1, Laura Bartles is in 23rd place, Carly Guckenberger is in 46th place, and Josie Waldenberger is in 56th place. In pole bending Performance 2, Emma Nelson of Broadhead placed 16th with a score of 22.412. In Go 1, Emma Nelson is in 48th place. Carly Guckenberger placed 13th and Rain Cowhorse Performance 1 with a score of 276.5. Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 7th in Performance 2 with a score of 285.5. And in Performance 3, Taylor Dunsky of Sparta placed 16th with a score of 257. Following Go 1, Tyler Parr is in 16th place, Carly Guckenberger is in 33rd place, and Taylor Donsky is in 48th place. In Performance 2 of Team Roping, J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson and Justin Oakes of Milton placed 11th with a score of 10.44. After Go 1, J.B. and Justin are in 19th place. And Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed 21st in Performance 1 of Tie Down Roping with a score of 26.63. That score puts Trey in 59th place following the first go-round. $6.1 million is the cost to replace traffic lights around Madison. The city has been awarded grant money from the Carbon Reduction Program that allows for a 5-year plan to update the city's traffic lights and signals. The project consists of two major switches, changing LED lights and updating traffic signal controllers. Madison will be updating over 12,500 traffic lights in an effort to make them last longer, be more visible, and have less failures. The city claims the process should not interrupt day-to-day traffic very much, and people will see the project start to develop this fall. Madison officials are warning of a scam targeting homeless individuals in southern Wisconsin. The Madison Homeless Consortium says a flyer circulating on social media claims that people can sign up for assistance applying for subsidized housing, referred to as Section 8. The message lists a false website that people can apply for that aid, but in reality is there to harvest their personal data. They remind people not to click on random hyperlinks in their social media and be wary of any website asking for a lot of information from you. Wisconsin's 77th Allison Dairyland is on the job. Oconomowoc native Haley Heinzel will spend the next year promoting farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. She says she got her start in agriculture in high school and was a member of the Future Farmers of America. That turned into a life sciences communications degree at UW-Madison. Allison Dairyland is a 1-year ambassadorship position with the State Ag Department, and Heinzel will be giving speeches at schools and doing interviews with the media. A former Waupun correctional nurse is ordered to stand trial in the death of inmate Gwendolyn Vick, who pleaded not guilty to a felony abuse charge in connection to the death of a man at the prison in 2023. Vick allegedly canceled a request for medical care for inmate Cameron Williams after another nurse said he needed health services. A witness at Vick's preliminary hearing in Dodge County Court on Thursday said Vick felt Williams was just trying to go to the hospital so he could leave the prison. Williams was found dead after requesting help from staff. His cause of death was later determined to be due to stroke. Vick is one of 8 prison employees, including former warden Randall Hepp, charged in connection with the deaths of 2 inmates. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has shuffled the schedule for the annual guided canoe trips on the Wisconsin River as a result of cancellation of several trips due to high water creating unsafe paddling conditions. While some trips may be full, the new schedule is as follows. Thursday, July 18th from 9 to 2 from Spring Green to Lone Rock. Tuesday, July 30th from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Monday, August 5th and Thursday, August 8th from 9 to 1 from Gotham to Muscadet. To make a reservation, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday at 608-739-3188. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100 of Yorkville, Illinois. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora's Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca. Penny Lane Pinnell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim's Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane, Pinnell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy tonight with a spotty shower or stray storm possible. Nothing will become severe warned but a heavier downpour, some frequent lightning, or possibly some wind gusts up to about 30 miles per hour are possible. However, most of us staying mainly dry and also becoming clear and cooler overnight tonight. As winds ease, temperatures will fall to the upper 50s. And thanks to that north wind tomorrow, gusting up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour with abundant sunshine and a dry day ahead, highs will be sitting very, very comfortable with no humidity right into those mid-70s. This is actually below our average high temperature for, you know, mid-July, but it's nice to have a cool, refreshing day midweek. Another crisp and clear night on Wednesday night, falling to the low 50s as winds ease, and then they stay calm on Thursday. With mostly sunny skies, temperatures remain comfortable, but do rise up a little bit to those upper 70s. And by Friday, it'll still be sunny, dry, and turning seasonal. Highs flirting with 80 degrees that will eventually be shoved into the low 80s for the weekend. For Saturday, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds and hanging on to those partly sunny skies for Sunday, too. There is, however, a small chance for some scattered showers or storms. I think they should be pretty brief in nature on Sunday, and the chances do linger into Monday. But overall, a much calmer week ahead. An unexpected cool down. And enjoy it while it's here, because I am looking at the long-range extended forecast, and it does look like heat and humidity builds into next week, and so do those storm chances. And I will say that NOAA has put out their 8 to 14 day temperature outlook, and it does look like those temperatures will be soaring to close this month out as well. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Again, we do have a small shot of some showers and storms, and none are expected to be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly cloudy 81 degrees. 84 our high today, and our morning low was 69. Yesterday, our high was 89, and we saw 2/107 inch of rain. A record high for this day, 97, set in 1931. A record low, 43, was set in 1945. Last year, we had a high of 81 and a low of 57. Look for sunset today to be at 8:39, sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. No precipitation, the barometer dipping to 29.84, and west winds are at 2. Again, it's 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's been a cool season for the Simon Shark swim team. They'll have their final home meet on Wednesday night. And WRCO Sports will feature its annual broadcast from the Simons Recreation Complex, highlighting the achievements of the swimmers, and we'll be giving you some results of the four-team meet at Simons Recreation Complex. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bo Hendricks and me for coverage of the Simon Shark Swim Team on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll take air around 5:45 Wednesday night, courtesy of our summer sports sponsors.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks. The Church League softball game scheduled for tonight will get underway at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond as Boscobel Assembly of God will take on Richland Baptist Temple 2. Following that, it will be St. Mary's going up against the Mission. On the West Diamond, it will be Church of the Nazarene at 7 taking on Bethel Lutheran, followed by Richland Baptist Temple 1 going up against Free Methodist. The Brewers surprised the field on Sunday night when they took a 17-year-old high school player with a first-round draft pick. Braylon Payne told reporters he is a true five-tool player after hitting .531 as a senior. Payne has committed to the University of Houston but is expected to sign with Milwaukee. He's the first high school player the Brewers have taken in the first round since Bruce Turong in 2018, and that one worked out pretty well. Other players chosen by Milwaukee in the first round, some of them included Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke, as well as New Jersey high school pitcher Bryce McCage. A mid-September weekend could be huge for the Wisconsin men's basketball program. Four high school prospects, Davian Hanna, Amari Allen, and Tommy Onaman are scheduled to take their official visits to the Madison campus September 14th. All three players are ranked in the top 100 recruits nationwide for the class of 2025. Head coach Greg Gard already has two commitments for that class, and that includes in-state prospects Zach Kinzinger of DePere and Will Garlock of Middleton.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Two former Badgers are traveling with Team USA on its way to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Micah Potter and Nigel Hayes-Davis didn't play in Monday's 98-92 win over Australia. Potter and Hayes-Davis are members of the USA Select Team, which serves as the practice squad for the national team as it gets ready for the global competition. The Americans did get a scare from Australia when it outscored Team USA 15-3 at one point in the fourth period, but Devin Booker scored four clutch points in the closing seconds to clinch that victory. Also, LeBron James still appears to be the center of attention, and that'll be the case for USA basketball this summer. At 39 years old, starting the 22nd season of his pro career, the all-time leader in NBA points, soon to become the first men's player to represent the USA at the Olympic Games in three different decades. He's still LeBron, and that's why the USA basketball team so badly wanted him, and that team is headed to the Paris Olympics, because there's no question that he makes the team even more of a favorite for what would be a fifth consecutive gold medal. Also going on is an all-star baseball game, as later on it will be the national team taking on the American team with a 6 o'clock first pitch. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Last Friday, July 12th, was National Kitten Day. And yes, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society does have many adorable kittens available for adoption, but it also has lots of older, more mature cats as well, each one with a look and a personality all its own. and every single cat and kitten is waiting to be adopted by a family or individual with love to give. OMHS invites you to check out its Facebook page for up-to-date pictures and descriptions of the many delightful cats and kittens currently available for adoption. Or, better yet, meet all the cats and kittens in person at the OMHS Adoption Center by appointment only by messaging OMHS or by calling 475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Cattle closed mostly higher Tuesday. Soybeans, corn, and hogs were up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were supported by commercial and technical buying. June's NOPA crush was record large for the month, and storm damage is probable in parts of the Midwest. Beans are oversold, having lost a lot of ground in recent sessions. August beans were up 12.5 at 10.90.5. September was 4 higher at 10.37.75. August bean meal was up $1.60 at $3.35.40. August soybean oil was 28 points higher at $46.70. Corn was up on commercial and technical buying, monitoring storm damage due to derecho and heavy rainfall hitting parts of the region. Development remains ahead of average nationally with 41% of the crop silking as of Sunday. September corn is 5.25 higher at $3.95.75. December was up 4.5 at $4.08.75. And after trying to rally, wheat finished lower on fund and technical selling, along with a higher move in the dollar. The winter wheat harvest is nearly 75% complete, and the USDA's spring wheat rating was up in the week. Export demand for U.S. wheat has improved, but Russia continues to hold a price advantage. September Chicago was 1.75 lower at 5.30.75. September Kansas City was down 5.25 at 5.50.25. September Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was down 5 at 5.75.75. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher ahead of this week's direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed numbers. Box beef was mixed at midday as well. August live was up 55 at 182.67. October was 72 higher at 184.52. The exception, August feeders were down 15 at 258.62. September was up 62 at 259.52. And on oversold signals, along with cash and wholesale support, August hogs are up 285 at 91.27. October was 242 higher at 72.20. Megan Grebner has your look at cash livestock after this.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert, Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
It was an unsurprisingly quiet day for direct cash cattle business Tuesday, but then asking prices didn't surface, with Friday's cattle on feed report, it's likely significant trade volume could hold out until the end of the week. Box beef closed sharply lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 223 at 319.26. Select closed 323 lower at 301.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.93 with a weighted average of 85.05. The Iowa Minnesota was up 215 with a weighted average of 85.51, and the Western Corn Belt closed 203 higher with a weighted average of 85.39. Pork values into the day higher, up 258 at $100.87. And estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. A Purdue University agronomist is working on advancing aerial drone spraying technology on corn and soybeans. Darcy Talenko tells Brownfield it's the second year for trials.
The ground equipment couldn't get in on that first spray day. We had to wait a couple days for the field to dry out. And so that's where the, you know, drones and airplanes, you know, have an advantage.
More news next on Brownfield.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Michigan farmer says he's thankful he finished wheat harvest by the 4th of July and beat the rains. John Burke tells Brownfield any wheat left in fields near him is quickly eroding.
We had a few small rains in between that harvest, but at least the quality stayed. Right now, the guys are really struggling to combine the rest of their wheat. Red wheat in our area just stayed green. It didn't want to ripen, so they really couldn't get at it until probably this week. And now it's raining.
Meanwhile, the market news manager for the Missouri Department of Agriculture says he's not seen any major signs of expansion to the cattle herd.
It's really hard for them to hold on to any heifers when they're bringing the prices that they're bringing now. That doesn't encourage much retention and certainly not much expansion.
Lastly, a dairy economist says strong domestic demand has been driving the butter market.
Buyers have been extremely eager to buy whatever is available. So if there's more butter for sale, it's getting sold even at these higher prices.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Tough decisions come with Prevent Plant. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The Upper Midwest has seen more than its fair share of rain, leading to more Prevent Plant claims than usual and some tough decisions for farmers.
It kind of depends on location of where the operation is. There's some areas that still have water standing today.
That's Mike Bowen with Compeer Financial Services. More from him next on today's Managing for Profit.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Your crop insurance agent, Mike Bowen, says it's been a year of difficult choices for many farmers who could not get into their fields at planting time.
As farmers, we want to be able to see that crop in the ground. We want to see it come up, and we want to be able to sell what we grow. The tough thing is when you're faced with a situation like this where you have a lot of water still standing on the ground, you're not able to get out there. It's hard. You know, you worry about what am I going to do with that ground? You got weed suppression concerns. When looking at options, if you're still looking at Prevent Plant today and haven't made up your mind on what to do, one thing to consider is if you have a neighbor or family member that maybe has livestock, you're able to work with them now. You can now share that ground with them so they can go in and harvest a feed crop off of there, chop for silage, baleage, something along those lines. You're not able to go and take that for seed or for grain. And the other thing you can't do is you can't go out there and put in any kind of corn. There's a financial investment if you don't go that route to have some kind of a weed suppression, or maybe you want to put in a second crop, maybe something like a short day growing soybean or something like that. Make sure you're reaching out and talking to your agent or your insurance officer, and we'll help make those decisions as easy as possible. Some of the biggest things to be thinking about as you're looking at Prevent Plant is if you're a larger operation and you farm in multiple sections, if you're in an area where you're really seeing a lot of moisture early on and you're unable to touch that ground for the first time, you can work yourself out of an enterprise unit. So with enterprise units, you get a discounted premium if you farm in two or more sections. Well, I've seen in the past in my previous history and experience where if you only are able to get one of your sections planted or a portion of one section planted and you're listed as an enterprise unit premium, it will become more expensive because you have to qualify or earn that discount for farming in multiple sections. The other thing I really wanted to mention as well is you have to have at least one out of the last 4 years planted to be able to get that. And as we're looking over into Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, Prevent Plant is being prevented from planting for the first time. Those that have planted the ground and it's fully flooded now, it's a different situation there. You have 100% of your full liability on that crop still covered, even though it's flooded. Whereas with Prevent Plant, you get 55% of your liability on your corn paid out and 60% of your soybean liability paid out based on whatever level of coverage and insurance policy you have in place.
That's Mike Bowen, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes 8 head of Holstein heifers bred 7 to 8 months to a Black Angus bull, TMR fed with good udder promise and well vaccinated, plus a high quality run of fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Oh, there's a cow. It's 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock. We're moving along here on WRCO. Looking ahead to later this week, the Richland Center Lions Monthly Car Cruise and Burgers will be Thursday from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. So you can already start looking forward to that. Right now we have some winds out of the west sitting at 81 degrees as we have most of the afternoon. We'll hear from Skylar Elise with A Gypsy Soul.
Spinning in your eyes when that restless wind starts blowing, we both know it's about that time. You know you love me for my gypsy soul, always strong enough to let me go. Open road is like an open door, baby, don't you worry. Like a shadow I can't shake you. Thank you.
again.
I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. Car payment, insurance, alimony, rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. I'm working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
I'm working for a living. I'm taking what they're giving. I'm working for a living.
Place to park, gave us some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows, I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it, yeah, we should paint it. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. This town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what would
I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
Dylan Scott, this town's been too good to us. Well, hopefully the weather forecast does hold true to what it says tomorrow. Should be a nice day. Looking forward to going with Phil down to the Simons Recreation Complex to help call or at least do some interviews for their big meet tomorrow. So, yeah, it should be a good time, and we'll have that on the air, those reports and that coverage right here on WRCO Radio.
Miss the Casanova celebration this Friday through Sunday. Friday night, enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds. Saturday brings a pancake breakfast, craft fair, 5K run, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole tourney, raft races, Casanova Legion baseball, music from Cougar Wagon, and a spectacular fireworks show at dusk. Sunday's grand parade kicks off at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, the kids' paddle pool, and so much more. All at the Casanova celebration this weekend.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, and more. Broccoli, cucumbers, spring lettuces, greens, green beans, onions, tomatoes, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, and meats. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local human resources department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang Shopping Bag Program continues. Check with the information table for more information. See you Wednesday from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot, the Richland Area Farmers Market, from 1:30 until 6.
This is a public announcement from Krogan's Do It Best Hardware Liquidation Sale in Boscobel.
Prices slashed again!
That's right!
Prices are slashed again on most items starting today! Liquidation prices on all grills, including Weber and Traeger, all power tools,
all paint,
all plumbing and electrical.
Wow!
Save like never again at Krogan's Storewide Retirement Liquidation Sale going on now!
Shop and save today at Krogan's in downtown Boscobel, open 8 to 6.
All sales final, see store for exclusions, credit card or cash only.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 WRCO.
Brought me to my knees.